Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with Bloomington North girls swimming coach Taylor McGregor. We'll talk IU women and men's basketball along with the Indiana Pacers. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with IU women's basketball in the Elite Eight for the first time in school history. The Hoosiers unfortunately lost to Arizona 66-53 in San Antonio, Texas last Monday night. Mackenzie Holmes 20 points, Grace Berger 15, Allie Patberg 12. The Hoosiers struggled from outside the arc, 0-9 from downtown, and were outscored 20-9 in the fourth quarter. Arizona was led by Ari McDonald, 33 points, 11 rebounds, just the second Arizona women's player to score 30 or more points in an NCAA tournament game. The only other player to do that was her head coach, Adia Barnes, in 1998. Trinity Baptiste, a double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds. Ben Duyaney, former IU women's player, with 3 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, and a steal. Arizona got it done from outside the arc, 9-21 from three-point range, and IU could not get over the hump. The Lady Hoosiers finished 21-6, 6-7 all-time in the NCAA tournament, 5-3 under coach Terry Morin. She got rewarded this week. Her contract has been extended through the 2027 season. Her salary now goes to $862,500. And performance bonuses that include Big Ten and postseason championships, NCAA tournament, WNIT appearances, conference and or national coach of the year accolades, and team academic accomplishments. In 7 years in Bloomington, Morin is 148-80, 6 straight 20-win seasons, 3 NCAA appearances, 2 WNIT appearances, the 2018 WNIT championship, first Sweet 16 and Elite 8 appearances, the highest seed for the NCAA tournament this year, a number 4 seed, the highest seed for the Big 10 tournament, number 2 seed, and 16 Big 10 wins, which is the most in school history. Senior Allie Patberg announced that she was coming back for a 7th season. The former Miss Basketball out of Columbus North started her career at Notre Dame before injuries took a toll and she decided to transfer to IU. Patberg was given a 6-year of eligibility last year after missing her 2 seasons at Notre Dame due to injury, and then all athletes were given an extra year of eligibility this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So Patberg announced she would be back for a 7th season. Seniors Jalen Penn, Kiana Worthen, along with junior Chanel Wilson are all leaving. Penn and Worthen will have 1 year left. Wilson, who redshirted her freshman year after a torn ACL, will have 2 or 3 years left, depending on if she can get that extra year back. IU men's basketball has a new coach, Mike Woodson, former IU player, 5th all-time leading scorer in IU men's basketball history, is the 30th coach for the men's basketball program. He's had a busy first week, keeping assistant coach Kenya Hunter, who was hired in August of 2020 by former coach Archie Miller. Hunter is an Arlington, Virginia native, played at Duquesne in Pittsburgh, has been an assistant coach at his alma mater, was director of basketball operations at NC State, has also been an assistant at Xavier, Georgetown, Nebraska, and Connecticut. Coach Woodson's first goal was to re-recruit the guys that he has inherited, and so far he has convinced sophomore Trace Jackson Davis and redshirt junior Parker Stewart to stay at IU to play for the new coach. Senior Al Durham has announced that he is transferring to Providence. We are still waiting on decisions from Race Thompson, Armand Franklin, Jordan Geronimo, and Christian Lander. The Indiana Pacers are 22-26 in the Central Division. They lost to Washington 132-124, Miami 92-87, Charlotte 114-97, before snapping the three-game losing streak, winning at San Antonio 139-133 in overtime. The Pacers host Chicago tomorrow night, Wednesday host Minnesota, Friday at Orlando, and Sunday at Memphis. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Four boys basketball state champions were crowned Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. In Class 1A, Bar Reeve beat Couch 64-48, second title for Bar Reeve, their first in 2015. Couch finishes 29-3, while Bar Reeve finishes 29-2. In Class 2A, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian beat Park Heritage 55-40. Second title for Blackhawk Christian. They won it in Class 1A in 2019. They finished 28-3. Park Heritage, just its third year of existence, finishes 27-4. They are a consolidation of Rockville and Turkey Run High Schools. In Class 3A, Silver Creek beat Leo 50-49. Second title for Silver Creek. They won in 2019, and they are the third school in Indiana high school basketball history to win a girls and boys state title in the same season, Oregon Davis in 2007 and Warren Central in 2018. Leo finishes 24-5, and Silver Creek finishes 25-4. And in Class 4A, Carmel beat Lawrence North 51-46 in overtime. It is Carmel's fifth state title all time, joining Marion, Muncie Central, and Washington as the only schools to win as many state titles. Carmel won it all in 1977, 2013, 2012, and 2019. They finished the year 22-6, while Lawrence North finishes 28-3. IU's commit 2022 recruit CJ Gunn had 18 points, and IU football commit Donovan McCauley had 11 points. In high school softball, Edgewood had a great week, off to a 5-0 start, beating Bloomington North 13-1, Eastern Green 12-0, winning the Cordon Central tournament against West Washington 8-0, the hosts Cordon Central 9-4, and North Harrison 10-6. Bloomington North lost to Edgewood 13-1, Bloomington South beat North Knox 4-0. In baseball, Edgewood is 1-2, they lost to Evansville Central 3-2, beat Heritage Christian 10-8 and lost to Chesterton 12-11 at the Vincennes Tournament. Bloomington North is 0-2, losing to Shackamack 12-7 and Northview 4-0. Bloomington South lost a doubleheader to Cathedral 10-1 and 8-2. Bloomington North Girls Tennis lost to Castle 4-1. Bloomington North Boys Golf was 5th at the Seymour Invite. Bloomington South was 1st at the New Albany Invitational, and Bloomington South beat Columbus East in Boys and Girls Track and Field, while the Bloomington North Edgewood meet was canceled due to weather. That is a look at our high school scoreboard, brought to you by Big Boys Moving Company. When we come back, we'll talk with Bloomington North Girls Swimming Coach Taylor McGregor. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
Well, Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It's time to welcome in my guest. She is the girls swimming coach at Bloomington High School North, Taylor McGregor. Taylor, thanks for joining me this evening. Great to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be on. Thanks, Nick, for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. So you just completed your first season as the head coach. You were a volunteer assistant for a season and then, or two seasons, I think, and then two more years as an actual assistant coach. What's been that transition from being a volunteer to an actual assistant now to the head coach?
I think it was quite the learning curve for me to come in to high school athletics in general. Like, we didn't have high school swimming where I grew up, so I was kind of new to it. And so that transition was nice for me. I get to kind of slowly step my way through the ranks and had some really great head coaches that I coached under. Going from that assistant role, which I find as an assistant coach, kind of your role is to be there just purely to support and connect with each of the individual athletes, kind of keep engaged with where they're at, kind of report back and essentially to the head coach. Like, and so it's kind of like a cheerleader role in a way. And so moving up to that head coaching position, obviously it was a big jump. You have all the decision-making power, which is fun. it's also just, it is a lot of work as far as like the admin side and all of that, but I really enjoyed it. I had a like awesome team to have for my first year, and knowing all of the girls before starting, I think, was helpful. So I didn't have to get to know them and make connections and start those relationships over. It was nice because I already knew them. So it fit really well. And we had a great season. So I can't complain other than COVID was difficult, but it was just an interesting first year for sure.
Were you surprised that you guys got through this season, and how did you and the girls handle all this stuff with the pandemic?
I think I just got good advice early on from our AD, Andy Hodson, because he was like, you're just going to have to expect that something's going to happen at some point. You know, we'll just roll with the punches as it comes. And I think that's how we went about it, is we're obviously hoping that we wouldn't get too disrupted, but also not too upset if something happened, because we can't really control it. But I felt like my girls did a really great job going through those challenges, having to, you know, have limitations on what we could do. We couldn't do as many like team bonding things or like meals together, like some of the stuff that makes high school athletics really fun to be a part of. You know, we have to limit all of that extra interaction. So I think they did a good job kind of translating that energy that they would typically maybe do outside the pool in some of those events, and just trying to bring it to practice every day and give them a place to safely come, as safe as we could be. And we made it through. We made it to sectionals. We didn't have to, you know, shut down for too long or anything. So yeah, I think we were just hopeful and then really grateful afterward that we got there.
Your team got second place in the sectionals this year. Just talk about that experience and what that's like for you for your first time as a head coach coaching a sectionals in Indiana.
I think what's cool is the boys team has set that tone. So them winning sectionals last year was obviously a big, you know, pump up for just North in general. And my girls want it. They want to join that rank too. So I think to see the fight in them, even when we were at sectionals, just to be in it and to feel like we can move up and we can rank well against these teams, which have strong swim programs. Obviously, South has a strong swim program. Columbus North is always really strong. So I think they were just really proud of themselves, and I was extremely proud of them for how they showed up each individual race. And so sometimes, you know, look at the cumulative score, you know, we're a solid second. But I think what you see when you like see each individual race is see the potential of how this team will just continue to grow and do well each year after this. And that part's really exciting. Like, just the energy and just seeing the potential more than just this year is just thrilling. So it makes me really excited, counting down the days in a way to go to get back to it next October, because I think we'll show up big time next year too.
You talked about your rival facing Bloomington South. As someone who did not grow up here and is not used to this rivalry, what have you learned? What is it like from an outside perspective? And I'm sure the girls and all the other staff that's from here has filled you in quite well on what this rivalry is like.
It feels a little bit unique to come up and coach a few years under Dave Tanner, because he was such a big proponent of like just Bloomington swimming across the board. So both sides. And we always put on this big meet, the Councilman Classic, to have North and South together. And that was always such a cool experience. We got to swim at Royer and it was kind of this big deal. And even though like for a lot of my years, it was kind of, it wasn't particularly close meet on the girls' side. South's been really strong for most of the time that I've been part of North swimming, but just the energy you feel when you swim against South, like that part is where I was like, whoa, this is big. Like this feels big to this community. And so that's the part you kind of pick up as you go. You feel that energy every time you're on deck with South, and the kids all know each other. And so they're joking around. A really positive experience. And I feel like it only moves, you know, swimming in this community forward to have such good competition between North and South, because it's a fun meet to attend. And I hope that, you know, as COVID goes away, then we'll have, it's a good meet to have a big crowd, and just to feed off that energy is super fun.
I know that this year, because of COVID, there wasn't a lot of fans allowed, and sometimes there weren't fans allowed at all at some of the meets. So how did you and the girls handle the fact that even their parents at times couldn't be there to support them?
It was hard and a little bit awkward at the beginning, like the first cup, you know, the first meet, you're like, this feels weird. It feels a little bit weird, you know, to not have that support directly there. I think I have to lean on some of my upperclassmen, especially my seniors and juniors, just did a good job of trying to create that for our team. Like we talked about it at practice leading up to meets, that we're going to have to create that energy, because it's not going to be there from like the fan base. And, you know, even if you do get you might get one parent there or one family member there. So we're going to have to create that for ourselves. And trying to create that from a boys and girls team that's, you know, 45 athletes on deck. So if you can utilize your own team, like you can create that, but it's definitely awkward a little bit in that beginning part where you're like, there should be more fans, right? Or is this just an unpopular thing? But we got used to it, I think. And it was nice that sectionals was still in person and we didn't lose that bit, because that's definitely where we had a few virtual meets, and that can be hard when you're racing a ghost, just trying to imagine that someone's out there ahead of you and trying to race your hardest. So I think we were lucky that we still got to have some in-person competition, because that it does help. It does help to be able to have someone there to race against versus making it up in your brain.
You had a couple of girls qualify for the state meet at the IUPUI Natatorium. Obviously, that's a great experience. Do you ever think that Carmel's win streak's ever going to get stopped?
That is a great question. I mean, they are so dominant. It's incredible. Really, it's incredible. And they have a good feeding program, a good club team all around the board. So I think it's, you know, that's a really, really good question, especially on the girls' side. It's, you know, what the longest streak? I don't know. I think I'm just happy that it's becoming, we're creating a streak of our own to get girls there. And that's what I want. Like, I want to qualify our girls there. And I think now that our team has gotten that taste over the last couple of years, like they want to keep that. That's the bit that we're really excited about. But yeah, Carmel, it's impressive, and they swim well, and you go there and they really are the team to beat. And it's, it's going to be a tough one to dethrone them.
35 in a row. And imagine the first time they do get beat, that senior class that doesn't win that state championship.
Can you imagine the lessons learned coming back from that? How you come back with that and like be like, all right, next time we're doing 42. Here we go. This is year one. Like, just how you tee that up. I mean, it's for sure, like any of those streaks is tough to beat. And when it is, it's obviously heartbreaking for them. Yeah, I can't picture it yet, but I hope that someone in Indiana gives them a run for their money. It would make it pretty fun.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Taylor McGregor after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days,
but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest is Bloomington North girls swim coach Taylor McGregor. Taylor, we were talking about the state finals and Carmel's dominance. Is there going to ever be the drawing board of how you beat Carmel, or is every coach in the state going to have to get together and figure this one out?
Maybe we can have a workshop on it. Maybe someone has some hints on... They can go in and steal some class secrets, but yeah, they definitely have the recipe down. It's pretty incredible. I don't know if we can break it. I'm sure someone's going to do it, but, and it'd be awesome if it was North. I mean, come on, we can do that. Yeah. It's definitely impressive.
It'd be a history making moment for sure.
Yeah.
So you're not from here. You actually grew up in Washington State, and swimming wasn't huge out there. And then you ended up at the University of New Mexico. So talk about that experience. What led you to New Mexico? And then you've come to Indiana for the last couple of years, and how things brought you to Bloomington.
Yeah. I think I fell in love with swimming at a young age. Me and my twin sister swam actually when we lived in Oregon, even before we moved to Washington, and swam all the way through high school, just at club swimming, and knew I wanted to continue into college, and found the University of New Mexico gave a good opportunity to swim D1, to continue with my swimming career into college, and to help pay for it too, which is always nice. And I just fell in love with, when I went on my recruiting trip there, with the team, really. Like, the girls on the team just made me feel like this is the spot. And it just kind of hit me on my recruit trip. And the rest was kind of history. Spent 4 years there getting an engineering degree, and graduated, loved my experience on the swim team. I would not take it back. I had fantastic teammates. I got to swim with my twin the whole time. So she went to New Mexico as well. And then when I graduated, I was looking for jobs, and it was one of those, like, reconnected with someone that lived in Spokane, Washington, where I grew up. And he was like, hey, I know this guy that works for this company called Cook Medical. Have you ever heard of him? And I was like, no. And so I called him up. He worked out of, I think, Portland at the time. He was a sales rep. And he was like, hey, I can call over to HR and give you, see what type of openings we have for engineers. And I took the job. I didn't know anyone when I moved out here. Bloomington seems like a cool place. I like the job. They're giving me a chance to make money and see what we got after college. And then, yeah, it worked out for me. And now I've been here for just under 6 years. So apparently I like it enough to stay. So,
and I'm sure at this point that you're probably going to be here for a lot longer.
I think I've become addicted to coaching now. So I think they've got me at least for a little bit. Yeah, I think I feel lucky that Chris Dixon actually was my manager when I started at Cook, and he was like, hey, I know you swam in college, like, I don't know if you're interested in coaching, but like, you can reach out to Dave Tanner. Actually, he had a son on the team at the time, and he was like, you know, I'm sure he's always looking for extra help on deck. Do you want to reach out, see if he wants to have you as a volunteer coach? And I waited about a year because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing yet, like, I don't really know what this is like, and I didn't ever really think about coaching after I was done. And then they got me hooked. So now I'm in it for the long haul.
You still haven't been able to coach a home meet yet at North because their pool had been renovated and it finally opened up right before sectionals. So when that time comes next season, what is that going to be like for you to finally get to coach a home meet?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've waited a long time, like spending 2 years swimming, sharing the South has been hard for, I think, the swimmers more than anything, because you don't have like a home base. Like it always feels like you're on somebody else's territory in a way, like, and it doesn't feel like home. And so that day when North opened up, it was just a couple of days before sectionals, and man, it was like I should just throw my plan for practice out the window, because like there was just too much excitement. Like there was just, everyone was just like thrilled to be back in the pool. And so I'm just kind of picturing that on steroids for our first meet. Finally, like this is our place. Like this is our home. And I think like we've waited along like the last couple years for it. So it's much needed and much anticipated. And then for me, I think it'll bring back a lot of memories of coaching under Dave and coaching under Jeff, which both were great mentors for me. So it'll be a little bit of nostalgia in a way mixed in. Yeah, I can't wait for us to be able to do that next November timeframe and be able to celebrate that moment.
What's the off season like now? What's your plan? What do the girls get to do between now and October, November?
I assistant coach for a girls lacrosse team in town. So I'm splitting my time between lacrosse and swimming now. My girls we're offing just conditioning practices right now, just to kind of give everyone a place to come and stay active. It is nice, like, you know, especially with COVID and school being kind of weird, it is nice to have that getaway of practice. So we'll probably keep trying to offer as much as we can through the spring and into the summer. And it's always nice to keep that feel of the water. I don't like to spend too many weeks away from it. I like miss them too much. I miss the water. I miss like coaching, and I miss like my team when we're away. So we'll probably take some breaks here and there, but we'll try and keep kind of trudging through as much as we can, the best we can until October.
Well, Taylor, I thank you very much for joining me this evening. Congratulations on a great first season. Good luck. And we'll definitely do this again soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Nick.
My thanks to Taylor McGregor for being my guest this week. It's another busy week in IU athletics. Women's soccer will face Michigan Thursday at University Park, Pennsylvania, as part of the Big Ten regional playoff weekend. And they could play another game Sunday, but an opponent has not been announced. Baseball will host Illinois for a 3-game series Friday through Sunday. Friday at 5, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at 1. Softball is at Purdue for a 4-game series Friday through Sunday with a doubleheader Saturday. Track and field hosts the Big Ten Indiana Invitational Friday and Saturday. Field hockey at Penn State Friday and Sunday. Women's tennis hosts Northwestern Friday at noon, travels to Michigan State 11 a.m. on Sunday. The Indiana men's soccer team has won the Big Ten regular season championship for a 17th time in league history and third straight title. The three-peat is the first since IU won 9 regular season conference titles in a row from 1996 to 2004. They will host a Big Ten quarterfinal on Saturday. Men's tennis hosts Penn State and Ohio State Saturday and Sunday, noon both days. Men's golf at the Boilermaker Invitational Saturday and Sunday. Water polo hosts third-ranked UCLA next Monday at 5 and Tuesday at 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.